Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It sounded like Ben Cherington was doubting Derek Shelton's managerial skills last year when the Pirates, the last 2 months of the season, went down the tubes. That's just what it sounded like from his press conference yesterday. And I guess he and Terry Francona don't have a good relationship, Ben Cherington. I don't care. You want to win baseball games? If you were really doubting Derek Shelton last year, the obvious move this offseason was to go get Terry Francona.
Yeah.
A guy who's from around here. Ron Cook could have courted him.
Yep.
Ron Cook could have taken him to Domenico's, got the deal pounded out there. That's the obvious move then. Ben, you are in charge, right? I mean, you were the first guy in the press release. You talked about how you talked to Travis Williams and Bob Nutting 2 days ago and told them that this is the direction that the franchise should go in. Then why the hell didn't you make that move at the end of last season? If it is all on the manager, should have changed managers then. We said it, especially if you're not going to be spending a ton of money on player procurement this offseason. What's a way to improve a team on the cheap? Oh, you hire a manager.
Right.
Because you're not going to overhaul the entire roster, which looks like needs to happen, unfortunately. But how do you make a change that's not going to cost a lot of money that could have significant impact? Oh, you get rid of the manager and you get a new one up in here. One that's won before at multiple stops from your own backyard? Come on now.
Terry Francona or Ben Cherington? No, they're saying that they didn't have a good
relationship. Don't have a good relationship,
okay.
I guess.
Well, I'm taking Francona.
Seriously, you're right. From above Cherington,
like,
get rid of both guys. Go get Francona and a GM.
Yeah.
Tie him up in lockstep.
Yep.
Now, someone texted in and said, yes, Crowley, Ben and Derek coming in together worked out great. The philosophy is still the philosophy for me. I want my manager and GM to be on the same page. And for the GM to not have to inherit a guy that he didn't want to hire just because those two didn't work out. And my God, yes, we know they haven't worked out. Doesn't mean the philosophy is the wrong one. I don't want a GM coming in here and the manager preceding him. I hate that. I think that's stupid. Mm-hmm. It's a bad way to run an organization.